those of us who have been coming around, we have been receiving ministers of God from Abuja, Sagamu, Ibadan, Kano, Port Harcourt, Benin. God bless you. And to round it up, we will have a minister from the UK. Hallelujah. Our pastor this morning is Pastor Dipo Alabi from Benin. Give God a round of applause.
God bless you. I believe you are clapping for the Ancient of Days. You are clapping for the I am that I am. You are clapping for the Alpha and Omega, the one that can open for you. No forces on darkness can close the door. The one that can put smile on your lip. The one that can answer all your questions. The one that can provide solution to all the equations of your life. Give God a big hand. Celebrate this Almighty God. Worship Him. It's only Him. It's only Him. After Him, there is no any other God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a great privilege to be here this morning. I appreciate God for the opportunity to stand before you this morning. And I must confess that since Friday I got into this place and I set my eyes on our Father and the Lord, Pastor Ekotun, the love, the agility that He shows, something keep telling me, boy, you have not started yet. I appreciate the grace of God upon his life. For somebody to be so connected and sense in the spirit realm that there is a move called Destiny Revolution, let me give this move a platform. It takes a man that is connected to God. So we appreciate God's grace upon our Father and the Lord. The Lord will increase His grace upon him in the name of Jesus. Please, once again, let's celebrate God's grace upon him. Put your hands together for God. Put your hands together for God. Hallelujah. Amen. What God is will do in your life this morning, we transcend your own time. If Jesus tarry, to your fourth generation, they will be enjoying the miracles. In the name of Jesus. Please, for this few minutes that I'll be preaching to us, I need your attention. Because the Bible says the entrance of his word giveth light. I was preaching in Benin City. There was a man in the congregation. The man was not only listening to the word, he was swallowing the word. He was engulfed in the preaching. It got to a time, nobody prayed for him. This is the man involved in an accident in year 2002. He was operated upon twice. One of the bone at the back of the socket came out. He was operated upon twice at the University Teaching Hospital in Benin. And the doctors could not fix the bone back. As he was hearing the word of God, it got to a time, the man said he heard a noise at the back of the neck. The bone adjusts and entered the cage. By itself, nobody prayed for him. The word of God. This morning, the word of God will locate you. I said the word of God will locate you. I said the word of God will locate you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are all here for you. We want you to touch our life. We want you to speak to us. We want to leave this place a better personality. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to tap your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, are you ready for God? Please, let's sit down. Let's quickly open our Bible to the book of John chapter 5. The book of John chapter 5. And briefly this morning, I'll be talking to us on God of all possibilities. God of all possibilities. Because that God is the creator of all. Created everything, so everything is possible for him. So I don't know your situation. I don't know what you are passing through. I don't know the challenge before you. But this morning, as we explore the word of God, every impossibility will become possible in the name of Jesus. The book of John chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 1. This is how we are going to read it. I will read verse 1, you are going to read verse 2. I will read verse 3, you will read verse 4. I will read verse 5, you will read verse 6. I will read verse 7, you will read verse 8. I will read verse 9, you will read verse 10. Then all together we shall read verse 11. I read, sometimes later Jesus went up to Jerusalem for the feast of the Jew. Church, here a great number of disciple people used to lie, they blame, they lie, the lame and the paralyzed. Church, verse 5, one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. Church, sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is still. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Church, verse 9, at once the man was killed. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. Church, verse 11 altogether. But he replied, the man who made me well said to me, pick up your man and walk. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Whatever that have not been working in your life before, after this morning service, shall walk in the name of Jesus. Amen. Where we read is an account of a man, and the Bible says that the Bible gives us a clear description of the time and season in the life of this man. The Bible says for 38 years this man became a valid man. His life did not move forward. He became a man that was stereotyped, a man that was limited in every front, a man that couldn't witness progress for 38 years. His life was grounded on one position, and the Bible couldn't link him with anybody. They didn't mention any family or anybody with him, which means there was a conclusion upon his life. Everybody have deserted him because they concluded that he cannot survive it. So they left him alone. They dumped him where you can find the most terrible and most terrific problems in life. Everybody dumped him, maybe the children, the wife, the relatives, the siblings. They dumped him there. We have tried our best, but your situation is not improving. This is going to be the last chapter of your life. And they left him. He was there for good 38 years. That was not the age of this man, but the time frame that his life was grounded. You believe with me that a 38-year-old man is not a small child. And for a life of someone to be grounded for 38 years, you will have known that the enemy has taken a short time of his time. So he was there grounded. They concluded that he can't survive it. So why are we wasting our effort? Why are we wasting our time upon him? Every evil conclusion over your life, as the Lord Jehovah God liveth, is shattered to pieces today in the name of Jesus. I can hear your amen. I can hear your amen. for 38 years. By adventure, you have become a landlord in that place. So if anyone want to come and look for their person, they will first of all go to him. We are looking for a lady like this on the wheelchair, and the man will say, 2 weeks ago, the angel steered the water, he has left. The man was sharing other people's testimony, but nobody shared his own testimony. He was sharing other people's good news, but nobody shared his own good news. Look at me, someone. It takes new thing. It is new thing that we call news. If new things is not happening in your life, you will not be in the news. That's why people are not talking about you, because new things is not happening in your life. Is somebody hearing me this morning? It is better people envy you than to pity you. Let them keep saying, is he the only one in the church? Last week testimony, this Sunday again is already out. January we did our housewarming. February we dedicate our car. Is she the only one? Now she wants to do something again. I pray for one person here. If you have not have any reason to celebrate this year, after today, you will call for celebration in the name of Jesus. I said the church of God will gather around you and celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. The man was in that situation. For 38 years, his life was grounded. He couldn't go forward. All his plans were grounded. All his lofty ambitions were grounded. For 38 years. I don't know the number of the year that you have been battling with it. I don't know the number of the year that you have been struggling. But today, all what I know, there is a God of all possibilities. There is God who can turn impossibility to possibility. Sir, late last year they brought a man to me in the church. I've never seen a case like that in my life. Almost 23 years that I've been preaching the gospel, I've never seen a case like that. This man, I said, is not epilepsy. I asked, what does the medical say about this? They said, it's a torturance of the brain, something like electric shock in the brain. And each time it happened, the man will become freeze, like something you put inside freezer for some time. Then after that, it will come back again. The wife told me, said, the last time that it happened, he said, both himself and the man, they were talking on the bed in the night. He said, all of a sudden, he discovered that his husband is not responding again. Then she quickly on the light and discovered that blood has covered the pillow and the bed and the man. The thing happened and the man bites his tongue and he was freeze like that. Say, yes, happened several times. So while they are driving, the man was driving one time. He said, it happened. Say, thank God she was beside her husband that day. Say, the medical said they don't have answer. They have tried a lot of places, a lot of professionals, a lot of doctors. When they explained that, I said, this is the hand of enemy. God wouldn't create this man like this. This is the work of the devil. The grace of God upon my life was provoked. And I told him, I'm going to pray for you and you will be free from this affliction. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and resurrected for your sake, God of all possibilities. Thank God for God of all possibilities. Whatever they thought they have done in your life, whatever they thought there is no solution to this, this is how we will carry it and die with it. Today, God of all possibilities will turn it around in the name of Jesus. Sir, we prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I asked the man to go. I shared scriptures with him. And I told him some scripture. Get to us, read this scripture over and over and over again. I said, this affliction ends here and now. Go. If it happens again, God does not call me. And he left. The whole thing looks so simple.
You didn't do abracadabra. You didn't say we should pour water in the midnight and put salt and bath. You didn't say all this. You only pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, that's all. Because we have been given a name that is above every other name. And they left. Up to today, sir. Up to this time, the sickness never returned. Whatever the enemy thought they have perfected, they have arranged, they have done it. No way. This morning, I speak in the name that is above every other name. Every reversible process the enemy thought they have done in your life is reversed away in the name of Jesus. The man was in this position for 38 years. And the Bible says Jesus was around. And while Jesus was passing by, Jesus got to the pool of Bethsaida, and Jesus went straight to this man, the place of mercy. He was the only person Jesus went to. There were all many there. Jesus will single you out for his glory. I say Jesus will single you out for his glory. If I'm talking to you, stand to your feet and shout, yes! Sit down, please. Jesus went straight to him. And Jesus asked him a simple question. Do you want to get healed? And the answer of this man, as I up to now, I'm still doing research on the answer. Up to now, I'm still researching the answer of this man. Because the question is, do you want to get healed? It should be yes or no. But the man didn't answer yes or no. And the man want to give us a background to what has happened. The man answered from a bitterness of heart. He answered from a burdened mind. And the man told Jesus Christ, not that I like the position I am, not that I want to be where I am, not that I delighted in what has happened to my life for the past 38 years. I do not deserve to be where I am today. I'm supposed to be more than this, but for one factor, no ever. He said, no one to help me. Maybe he was telling Jesus Christ, look at that distance, that is where they dumped me. When they dropped me here, but where you met me, it was my own ability, my sole effort, crawling all this year, 38 years, I crawled from that distance to this place in order to get in. When the angel troubles the water, I've been trying, but nobody to compliment my effort. He said, no one to help me. No one to help me. The other day, a sister went for an interview, and a lot of people were there. They were calling them back by badge. After a time, the sister went to his herself, and they mentioned her name, and nobody could respond to that. And when she returned back to the rest, are you the one blessed sister? They said, yes. They have called you, you have missed your time. And the lady waited. When those people were coming out, she ran inside. And when she ran inside, the panel member were looking at her. Who called you? Say, please, I'm the one bearing so name. They have called me. I'm supposed to be among them. They look at her and say, you are not serious. Please, can you walk out? As she approached the door to open the door, one of the panel members stood there and said, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have an understanding before we start this interview. You scratch my back, I scratch your own back. You honor my candidate, I honor your own. So that lady, she's my candidate. And the old panel member said, well, you didn't tell us. What happened? I said, please come back. And she returned. I said, please, you can sit down. And instead for them to interview her, they discuss her salary. They discuss her salary. How much would you like to earn if you work here? At the end of the day, she stepped out. And she waited. Every other people left. She waited. When the panel members were coming out, she ran to the man and kneeled down. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you, sir. You are lifted, sir. Thank you very much. The man just said, it's okay. And the sister stood up and looked at the man and said, sir, but I don't know you from anywhere. I don't know you. And the man looked at the sister and the man said, I just played the role what God wants me to play in your life. I just played the role. I speak into someone's life here this morning. Everyone God has commissioned to play a role in your life, in your living, today I move them to actions in the name. I can hear your heaven. Every covenant ever God has positioned in your life that is listening behold till this morning, I command them to wake up in the name of Jesus. Listen up. I have no one to help me to compliment my effort. Nobody could sign on his business card for me. I even have a master degree holder, but nobody could recommend me. No one to help me. That's why I'm in this position. Not that I like it. Not that I want it. Look at me, somebody. Everybody wants good things for each of our lives. Even a madman will see vehicle coming, will run to tell you that he doesn't want to die early. Not that I like the position I am, but for 38 years, nobody could offer a little assistance. Whatever that I make helpers to distance themselves from you, as the Lord Jehovah God liveth, from this morning, the oil of favor will attract them to you in the name of Jesus. And Jesus looked at the man and he said, enough of story. When Jesus stepped in, story give way to glory. Because no amount of story can build a story building. Story does not have a proof, but glory has a proof. He says, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. And the Bible says, immediately. Everybody say, immediately. Say it very well. The God we are serving is a God of immediately. This is a leg that have not worked for 38 years. The hand that have not worked for 38 years. The body that have not worked for 38 years. And Jesus said, pick up your mat and walk. And the Bible recorded it that immediately. Immediately is shorter than the seconds. Science cannot quantify it. That is why it was summarized immediately. Loju kana abi lese kana. The God you are serving is a God of immediately. To go by the knowledge of human being, the medicals will have advised the man. The physiotherapist have to exercise the leg. Maybe the right leg will take 6 months before the muscles can come back. The left leg another 6 months before it can come back. The hand and the leg, maybe it will take a 1 year or two before you can begin, the body will respond and function well. But when King of Glory step in, God of all possibility, it becomes a matter of immediately. It becomes a matter of immediately. And the Bible says immediately, bone respond to bone, flesh respond to flesh, muscles and all the tissues in the body, they responded, they connect together. And the Bible said the man stood up on his leg. Because he's a God of immediately. The day the name of Joseph was mentioned to the king, that was the day he left the prison. That was the day he was given presidential pardon. That was the day the king said, there is no one who as wise as you. You become my second in command. Same day, he woke up in the morning as a prisoner. Before the evening, he was dining with the king, the same dining table. Other prisoners will begin to wonder what has happened. God of immediately. The Bible says they gave him a quick chief. Everything was happening in rapid succession. They gave him a quick chief. Everything was saying there is no time to waste again. Everything keep happening. Whatever you thought you have lost, the time you thought you have lost, God of immediately will restore them to you in the name of Jesus. God of immediately. He controls times and seasons. You might have thought you have wasted a lot of time. Who informed you that? The other day, Zechariah said to the angel that weeks of age, and you are saying it's going to conceive. Here, time is a factor. And the angel said, in eternity, time is not a factor, it's irrelevant. But then when God speaks, everything responds. Even biological things respond. Your woman, the womb, will be rewind back to when he was 16 years of age. And that is why when the woman got pregnant, the Bible says she even had herself for 6 months. I don't know whether it is too much upon the diablo. Grandma, before people begin to happen, grandma, what happened to you? Hey, when God wants to perform miracle, he breaks law. He breaks law. Someone is here this morning because of you. Because of you, God will break laws in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. Sit down, please. The man began to jump up. The man began to celebrate. They thought that is going to be my last chapter of life. But here am I. God has given me a new beginning. The business, they thought it will fall off. The business is booming now. I can travel now. Things change all of a sudden. Everything happened in rapid succession. That was why when the ark of the Lord was dumped in the heart of Obed-Edom, because they look around, who is the person that he will die that nobody will feel the effect? Who will die that nobody will cry? They say there's one man there, Obed-Edom. Nobody will cry if he die. They say, okay, put the ark of the Lord in his house. And they put it there. And instead for the man to die, the Bible says within 3 months, God of all possibilities, within 3 months, the man becomes so prosperous that the news enters so long. God of all possibility. The man begin to jump up. The man begin to celebrate. Somebody look at me. I want to type up now. The man begin to celebrate. As he was celebrating, as he was celebrating, the Bible says his own people comes around. The Jew, the same people that they speak same language together, his brothers and sisters, they come around. As he was celebrating, look at me very well, Esther, they didn't come in the dream. They come in broad daylight. They say, you cannot celebrate. You cannot jubilate. Look at me, somebody. I'm not talking of Old Testament. I'm talking of New Testament. Not in the dream. How will you say your business is growing? You are celebrating. You cannot. You can't celebrate. They say, life down. But what they have written concerning you, you are going to die on this mat of sickness. On this sickness bed, that is where you are going to die. They say, lie down. That is why. And they asked them, why will I not celebrate? Why will not jubilate? They said, the law forbids. The law forbids you to celebrate. The law forbids you to walk. The law forbids you to make progress. The law of your lineage, the law of where you come from, the law of the land forbids you to celebrate. And you say you want to build a house, you want to make progress, you want to travel. Don't you know the history of your time, of your life, of your family? Don't you know? He said the law forbids you. And the man looked around. And the man looked around. And the man told them, I don't understand what you are saying. Because the man who heals me does not quote from any law. The man who eats me only inform me, pick up your mat and walk. That is the only thing I know. I don't know all the law that you are quoting to me. All the law that you have been saying, that you are saying, I don't understand. Look at me, for 38 years, the man was under the law. Nobody show up. Just for 1 minute that the man stepped out of the law became inactive over his life. He began to celebrate. The people show up that, the battle begins. They begin to question his success. They begin to question his progress. Stand to your feet. Any power, seen or unseen, that want to question
through your living in life. I stand as a servant of God today. I command the fire of God to come upon them in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your voice. I can't hear your voice.
For 38 years, his life was totally in shambles. Looking for one person to help him, but nobody. But few minutes of celebration, they come to question his success. They come to question his success, his breakthrough. And they say, they begin to quote law, that the law forbids you. Every law that is militating against your life, every law that has been fighting your progress, every unseen law that is saying no to your progress, I stand in the presence of God Almighty. I command them to be reversed in the name of Jesus. Don't close your eyes. Just look at me. 5 minutes, I'm going to pray for you and leave this place. Just look at me. Fix your eyes on me. The other day, when I returned from hospital, we were holding crusade. And they told her, this baby is dead, because the baby was not moving for weeks. They did standing, they did everything, the baby is dead. And the woman, as it was coming from it, just went to the, was in the church. I didn't even know that somebody like that was in the congregation. The woman kept looking at me. This servant of God, the way he's talking, the way he's praying. The woman was receiving every prophecy, receiving it. God, if you can do this, you can do my own. God, you can do this, you can do my own. With all the papers, all the proof, all everything they gave him in the hospital, gave her in the hospital. After the meeting, she returned home. Around 2 a.m., the woman said the baby turned. The other day, I was in the church and the woman brought a very beautiful girl, around 2 years of age. And he said, sir, do you know this guy? I said, no. He said, this is the baby. They said, she was dead in my womb. When you come to preach here. Fix your eyes on me. I'm going to pray for you now. Stretch for your two hands. Every unseen law that have been promulgated before you were born, that is working against your life, that is working against your destiny, that say you will not live where you are to where you are destined to be, I speak with the authority in the name that is above every other name, that today such evil law is abrogated in the name of Jesus. That evil law is canceled in the name of Jesus. For your sake, for your sake, for your sake, is canceled in the name of Jesus. Suffer that hand very well. Just keep looking at me. Don't close your eyes. Keep looking at me. Because there's going to be a transfer of anointing. Just keep looking at me. Just stretch out that hand. I don't know the law that is militating against you. Medical law, gynecological, whichever any law. Whichever any law, when God of possibility step into issue, every law is suspended. Whichever any law that is saying this, your two hands will not carry your joy. Whatever, whether physical law or spiritual law, or man-made law, or the law that was promulgated with blood, I stand in the altar of God Almighty this morning and I proclaim over your life, such law is canceled. For your sake, for your sake, for your sake, for your sake, that law is canceled. Stretch out that hand very well. Look at me. Remain look at the time. Just look at me. Stretch out that hand very well. I don't know the law. A family came all the way from UK to come and meet me in Benin City. Brought their four children.
the only boy was born as imbecile. If you see the five, they treated them specially over. If you see the five, all manner of vocabulary and English. And at the, they were sitting in the church. I was in the church. They were there. The mother, the children, they were there. And all of a sudden, the boy stood up and came to my side and sat down on my leg. And when she sat down on my lap, the grace of God upon my leg was provoked. And I stood up and I told the woman, I'm going to pray for this boy and this boy will be healed. I said, I'm going to pray for this boy. He will be healed. And I laid my hands on him. In the name of Jesus Christ, that was dead and resurrected on the third day, I command you, spirit of imbecile, out of this boy. And after the prayer, I looked straight to the woman and said, take your children, travel. When the healing is perfected, call me. After 3 weeks, it's not the woman that called me, an unbelieving husband. And they couldn't hold it. Oh, Richard Yanolo, sir. Wọ́n fi Jésù lẹ́, tó bá ríṣẹ́ tí Jésù ń ṣe, wọ́n ní bẹ̀ẹ́ kó gba Jésù. The man called me. I say, I just need to speak with that pastor. I don't believe this is possible. The pastor just prayed and this boy was healed. Everybody in the school, in the psychiatric hospital, they couldn't believe. What have you done to this boy? What? The boy was perfectly healed. And I told the man, you people believe in technology. You can't replace God with technology. I said, give your life to Christ. Willingly, without stress. Say, Father, I am very well. I don't know the fire. I don't know the law. I don't know what they have written down. That is working against your life. That is working against your destiny. Fix your eyes on me. Don't close your eyes. Fix your eyes on me. I don't know what is working against you, but I stand on the altar of Almighty God today and I pray for you. That law is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Two more prophecy on you. Two more. Say that hand very well. As the Lord Jehovah God liveth, I don't know the protocol, the law that is limiting your career. That say you will not go beyond where you are. Ah, satuka palahe, mushuta ye, sukuta ha, lehuta kuka suta talia. I don't know the law that have limited your life. That say your career will not go beyond where you are now. I lift up my voice and I address every unseen law, written and unwritten, concerning your life. What is stopping you? I command it to be destroyed in the name. The last prophecy. Look at me. A woman, she's in this Ikorodu here. She called me on phone. Sir, by the size and the position of fibroid, they said I can't have child in life. And I said, please go to the hospital. They will definitely, they will operate. He said, yes. Then go for the operation. He said, sir, if I want to do the operation, I won't call you. I don't want to do the operation. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, I believe I can have baby with that operation. You believe? He said, yes. You believe? I said, on that, your confession, then we are going to pray. And we pray together 3 nights on phone. Up till now, I didn't set my eyes on her. Up till now that I'm standing here. I said, we'll pray together. We pray together 3 nights on phone. The following month, she called me. She said, sir, I sense that I'm pregnant. Are you sure? He said, go for the test. If confirmed, let me know. She went for the test and she was confirmed. I said, we keep praying every month. February 5th, they want to reach me, they couldn't reach me, so she sent the text message. He said, sir, they did a 3-day scanning on me and they said, I'm carrying a baby boy. He said, but I want a baby girl and I have less than 1 month to deliver. When I read the text message, I was agitated in my spirit. What kind of Christian do we have nowadays? Against the medical advice, God bless you with the pregnancy of a baby boy. And you say, and I heard in my spirit, pray with her. And I said, we'll pray.
and we prayed together. March 16th, I was returning back to Benin. Said they have been calling me. I pick my phone. Hello. He said, Daddy, shout hallelujah. I say hallelujah. He said, on Sunday, we have been trying to reach you and my husband. I gave birth. He said, do you know what, sir? I gave birth to bouncing baby girl. Everybody in the hospital was shocked because they know what they are expecting. They have a fire. I don't know what they have kept in your fire. I don't know what they, maybe what they have, maybe they have kept failure, they have kept no promotion, they have kept in your fire. Whatever that they have kept for you that is not favorable. Whatever they have kept for you that is not, is against your life. Whatever they have kept for you that is not for you, I set it on fire in the Lord. Set it on fire in the name of Jesus. I set it on fire in the name of Jesus. Lift up that two hand and begin to appreciate God. Appreciate God. Bless the name of God. Bless the name of God. Bless the name of God.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.